podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Donny review system, Diogo. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
This is Omar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We are only a couple of days away from Judgment Day, if you want to call it that. Usyk Joshua 2, the world heavyweight unified titles on the line. I'm joined by a critical member of Team Anthony Joshua, Robert Garcia. What's the mood, the general feeling of Team Joshua this week?
You know what, I'm actually a little surprised because the whole team, not just Anthony Joshua, but the whole team, everybody involved, myself, Andrew Fernandez, we're very confident. We feel very positive. There's a lot of energy in the team. And normally any other training camp with other fighters, the fight week is probably one of the hardest because most of the fighters have to cut weight. So, with heavyweights, well, there's not that need to cut weight. The hard workouts, we've already done them. So Anthony's in great spirit. That's what I've been noticing. So that's the difference between, other camps where fight week, fighters don't want to be talking to nobody. They want to be taking pictures. They want to be doing interviews because they're tired. They want to go rest. They got to go make weight. They're not eating as much. They're not drinking as much water. So that's a big difference. So with this camp, everybody, we're having breakfast together and everybody's happy. Everybody's enjoying it. Everybody's very confident, very positive.
That's very good to hear. There was a notable moment yesterday at the press conference. It was coming to an end, and Anthony just said, "Hang on, before you end, I just want to make a point and thank my sparring partners." And fighters don't really do that at press conferences. He wanted to make a point of it. So I just want you to talk to me a little bit. I know you can't talk about ins and outs of sparring, but how has sparring's been and some of the sparring partners you've used?
You know what? That's one thing that I had never heard before. Obviously every champion, every fighter, every star mentions how great a shape they are. They thank everybody. But that's the last person they thank. And I'm happy that AJ, did that because those sparring partners are the main guys that are there. Some of them are there to take beating. Some of them are there to get knocked out because it happens a few times. It happened a couple times in our camp where there was a few guys that got knocked out. But I'm happy that Anthony gave them recognition because if it wasn't for them, fighters wouldn't get ready. And then after Anthony, Usyk brought it up too, because he noticed and he figured that, sparring partners do deserve credit and deserve to be mentioned because they do play a big role in training camps.
Robert, of course, it's your first fight with Anthony, and I guess the skeptics are saying, regardless of the trainer, whoever it is, that one camp isn't enough to overhaul this defeat over Alexander Usyk. So what would you say to the naysayers that even though they respect you as a trainer, see you as one of the best trainers in world boxing, that simply because you've just had one camp with Anthony Joshua, it's not enough time?
You know what? This is not the first time that something like this happens to me. If you guys go back to my record as a trainer, earlier in my career, I got in Brian Viloria, who was a former Olympian and a former champion, but had already lost, had already been beaten, and nobody gave a dollar for him. Nobody really cared about him, and he came to me and we trained and we won a title together. So that was the first sign of, the kind of energy I bring to my fighters. Then came Marcus Maidana, who actually wanted to retire after losing to Devin Alexander. He lost, he didn't want to fight anymore, he wanted to retire. I brought him back and look at the fights that he gave. He beat Broner. He had two great fights with Mayweather. And the most recent one I could say is Abner Mattis. Abner Mattis, was also one of the guys that people didn't really count on anymore. I got so many calls from people telling me, don't take him on. He's finished. You know, Johnny Gonzalez knocked him out pretty cold, and, you know, he shouldn't be fighting anymore. He's too busy doing other stuff. But he came to me, and our first fight together, we fought for the world title against Jesus Cuellar, who nobody gave us a chance, and Amner beat him. You know, so we're going to the same situation right now with Anthony. You know, if the fighter believes in the team, in the trainer, then anything's possible. You know, that happened with Abner Mares. That happened with Viloria. That happened with Maidana. So why wouldn't it be able to happen with Anthony? If Anthony believes in his team, believes in not only myself, but the rest of the team, all the work, the hard work that we did, and he believes in himself, he could definitely win this fight.
That's very well answered with the real life examples that you've gone through before. One more in terms of the skeptics. So last time out, you had Ron McCracken, Joby Clayton, and obviously Angel was in the corner as well. And on the TV broadcast, we could hear numerous voices talking throughout the fight to Joshua. And Anthony's made some comments saying that my corner really never told me that I was doing anything wrong, and hence I fought the way I did from start to finish, because I thought, in his words, I was essentially winning the fight. So my question is, obviously yourself and Angel will be in the corner for Anthony this Saturday night. How's that dynamic going to work? Is there going to be one person pushing instructions? Are both of you going to be pushing instructions? Are you going to switch? Can you just give us a little bit of an insight how that's going to pan out and work?
See, the thing is that with Angel and myself, we're both on the same page. So it doesn't matter if I talk first or if he talks first or I talk second or if I stay quiet and I let him talk. It doesn't matter, because the instructions are going to be the same. We're both, since the beginning, since day one, since last October when we talked and we met, we were both in agreements to how Anthony needs to fight to be able to win. And we both have the same ideas. So when the bell rings, if inside the ring is Angel, and maybe I could be outside and I could, you know, give my opinion, but then Angel says something similar at, you know, right after me, it's not going to matter, because we're both going to be on the same page. We already know what Anthony needs, and we know the instructions that Anthony needs. We got to tell him if he's making mistakes, if he's losing the rounds, we got to tell him, and we got to tell him what he needs to do to win. You know, at the end of the day, you know, it's not just me. It's not a secret. Everybody knows what Anthony needs to do to win this fight. Everybody's talking about it. A lot of people don't think he's capable of doing it because of Usyk's skills and Usyk's speed and combinations, or a lot of people think it's all in Anthony's head, his heart. But you know, the work that we did in training, the spirit that he has right now, the mentality that he has, he's going to go out there and do it. You know, that's the feeling I have. And you know, the work is already done. You know, now we just have to go do it. And I think he's peaking at the right moment.
I've heard yourself, I've heard Anthony, I've heard Angel speak throughout the build-up this week. And you all sound very confident, as you would. Are people making a mistake writing Anthony Joshua off?
Well, you know what? Not that they're making a mistake, because, you know, obviously most of the people are boxing people that know boxing, and they've seen Anthony's last performance, so they're going based on that. You know, it's just part of boxing. That's just the way boxing is. If you have a bad performance, that's what everybody's going to be talking about, and that's what everybody's going to remember you for, your last bad performance. But you know, with so many things that went wrong in the first camp, you know, I'm not saying he had a bad trainer. He was an Olympic gold medalist, two-time heavyweight champion of the world. So there's nothing wrong about his former trainer. But sometimes sometimes fighters do need a change, just to get a different voice, maybe a little more motivation. Maybe the trainer got too comfortable, because it does happen. You know, when a trainer's had a fighter for so long and they become friends, they become too comfortable. Maybe they want to push them. Maybe they don't want to hurt them. Maybe they don't want to get them mad, and that's a mistake. You know, you have to always make sure your fighter respects you and respects your decisions. You know, maybe that was the situation. You know, not to take anything away from his former trainer, he did a great job, and throughout his career, you know, everything that he did was great. You know, except for the last couple of fights where maybe they didn't have the same energy with each other, and that's why sometimes a change is needed.
Not sure if you've seen Usyk up close this week, but obviously there was a lot of reports going around that he's put on 15 kilos and bulked up. After seeing him this week, do you believe those reports and what do you make of his size?
No, I seen him at the media workout. I didn't see him work out because, you know, we went straight to our room after we finished our workout. But then on the way out, he walked right by me. I actually shook his hand because I know him. He used to train in my gym in Oxnard, so I know him. But he's not as tall as Anthony, so he didn't look too big in height, but he did. His shoulders look pretty big. From pictures, I think there was a picture that we seen maybe 3-4 weeks ago. He looked really big from his body. But, you know, to me, I thought, yeah, he's still got four more weeks. You know, he's going to, you know, lose a few pounds to be light and the way he normally fights. You know, but he does look a little bit bigger. Maybe, you know, he's trying to, I'm pretty sure he's probably going to do more of a, I'm looking forward that he thinks it's going to be more of a physical fight, so he wants to be ready to be strong enough to be able to hang in there if there's a physical fight, especially knowing that they know me from many years, training Klima's fighters for so many years, making a few champions that he manages. They know my style, so they probably, you know, they're thinking I'm gonna make it into a physical fight, you know, and maybe we are, you know, we don't know what's gonna happen when the bell rings, but you know they're ready for it, you know. I think they're ready for whatever we come and bring, but it's gonna be a great fight.
Okay, well, listen, Robert Garcia, it's Thursday evening, got the weigh-in tomorrow and fight night, so I appreciate your time on IFL TV. I'll let you go, but one last question. Is your man Anthony Joshua capable of knocking out Alexander Usyk this Saturday night in Saudi Arabia?
You know what? 100%. You know, we've been watching some of those punches that he connected in the first fight, and you know, I wasn't there. I wasn't in the first fight. I didn't know Anthony Joshua then. You know, but when I came to camp, not one, not two, but everybody in camp, including Anthony, have told me that was the worst camp he's ever had. You know, that it was just a camp that he didn't, it was, you know, he wasn't there, you know. So if he had such a bad training camp, sparring was horrible, they tell me. The sparring partners that we have are some that are that were the same guys, and they're telling the same thing, you know. Oh, the first fight, it was, you know, he wasn't training. It was easy work for us. Now it's a lot harder. Now he's punching hard. Now he's aggressive. So just by that itself, you know, he still managed to win like four rounds out of the, you know, four, five rounds. Some of the judges gave him, you know, one judge, I think, gave him five rounds, you know, but he won a few rounds and landed some really good punches where I think stunned Usyk a few times, you know, a couple times with a straight right or right hook. So if he was able to do that on one of his worst days and maybe Usyk's best performance, well, what makes me think that he can do it now with a great training camp, a different mentality, different team behind him, even though there's a lot of same people, but you know, different voice, a new voice, and I think he wants to prove it too. So do I think he could knock him out? 100%. I'm 100% positive that he could knock him out.
Robert Garcia, thank you very much for your time, and we'll speak post-fight, hopefully.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sports Social Podcast Network.